Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you guys. Smooth. Drama.
Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. Unfortunately, as it has been lately, my co-host, Butter Pecan, is not feeling as well. And as always, want to send some shout-outs and some love to Butter Pecan. Get better. Hopefully you can get over this and we can do our Smooth Drama live thing, you know, and get it cracking. But as you know, we get it cracking anyway. Whether it's me and her, it's just me. And tonight, we got Detroit in the house. R&B artist Ernie Williams. He got a dream for y'all. He got a hot record. We're going to play that record later, and then we're going to bring the young man on to interview him. So y'all be ready for that. If you like what you hear, you just want to holler at me in general, because make up a word here. I'm hollerable. You can give me a call at 646-929-2037. Once again, I want to hear from you. I love hearing from y'all. I want to hear your ideas, thoughts, what's going on. You can hit me up at 646-929-2037. Okay? I want to talk to you, of course. But I think y'all know that already. And, you know, for the shy ones out there, if you're a little too shy to call, you can always email me, dick@smoothdrama.com. And as always, her butter, I have to say that, ladies, if you want to email me, feel free to send your thong shot. I will not be mad at you. But males, if you want to send a thong shot, you can always hit butterpecan@smoothdrama.com. She is down. She say she ain't down, but she's lying. Cheer butter up. Send her the mail thong shot. ButterPecan@smoothdrama.com. If you send it to me, I'm going to give my hacker homies to hunt you down, and we're going to drop some bricks on you. Anyway. Also, to keep up to date with us, from your mobile device, you can text the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411. Once again, to keep up with us from your mobile device, you can text the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411. You know, that way you can keep up with me and Butter and see what we're doing, seeing if I'm shaving under my arms or whatever. I don't know. You never know. And we may be throwing an event here or there shortly. Or longly, depending on how you want to look at it. Also, now that we're back, I want to say this past weekend was crazy. One of my best friends, G Money, is tying the knot. So we had the bachelor party. Wow. As bachelor parties go. Even though we had some of the worst strippers made to man or woman at the bachelor party, we not even going to go there. I think my man Chuck D. the Barber said it's the best. I ain't even going to say that. Not going to go there. But I will say this. While we were out, we were downtown San Diego. Some of the dumbest people. It's just out of the club, want to fight with the cops right there, and are surprised that they get maced in club. This, and you know, trying to explain the shit away after the fact. I'm sorry, officer. I'm like, you wasn't sorry when you was out there fake wrestling and shit, WWF. I don't understand it. Maybe I'm from the, as my jersey says, old school, where when we went out to have fun and to talk to the ladies, you know, go out, have fun, talk to the ladies, not wrestle with grown men. You can get an MMA cage or, you know, wrestle in the dirt in the park somewhere, in the grass. You want to do that kind of thing. Club night, it should be about pursuing the honey, and that's it. But that's just me. And since we're going to start off, we're talking about haters, I'm going to start off with a hater. Dwayne Bowe. Why is Dwayne Bowe a hater? Well, Dwayne Bowe gives an interview to ESPN the magazine where he states how his veteran teammates would bring girls to the hotel. You know, and he talks about that half during his rookie year. I'm like, you didn't really have to do that. On top of that, he goes into detail talking about how they would go on Facebook, MySpace, whatnot, and arrange for the girls and get them to go to the hotel so that there'd be a girl in every room. Now, you know, most folks know that, hey, ain't no big deal. Sports figures and groupies. I mean, hell, we know as an athlete you got groupies. Shit, you don't even have to be a world-class athlete to have groupies. But for my man to come on out and say it, like, come on. That is not going to inspire trust with your teammates. They're going to be like, nah, we can't be fucking with you, Dwayne, that you out here tattle telling. I'm just saying. There's a man law violation there. Somehow, somewhere. And if he don't know that you're not supposed to do that, he should know now. And speaking of things that you shouldn't do, as always, I have to go and holla at my people in Florida. Because y'all always do stuff in Florida different than the rest of us. Two teachers. Two Broward County teachers, to be specific. They got removed from their classroom for pouring holy water on another teacher because she is an atheist. Now, we don't name these women because they're not very smart, obviously. Leslie Rayner and Duana Robinson. You know, Christian teachers over at Blanche Eli High School. They were reassigned because there's a teacher, Chandra Rodriguez, who was an atheist. And so they were all in the lounge in the classroom, whatnot, and they poured some holy water on her. March 11th. You know, I'm not understanding what is the deal with the holy water? Y'all watching too much TV? You know, that shit's supposed to work on TV with the vampires and whatnot. I guess maybe it was supposed to be a joke. According to them, it was a joke. It was so called funny. But that shit is only funny if you're dealing with somebody that you know and are cool with, which it doesn't seem that Miss Rodriguez was all that happy about it. She said that it wasn't a joke. She said that they did it because she's an atheist. which, whatever. I don't understand it. And if we're going to speak logically, and you know how I like to speak logically, holy water, last time I checked, God made the whole earth, so that would make all the water holy. If we're going to go that way, like I've talked about people who talk about the so-called Holy Land, last time I checked, God made the whole earth, not just one little piece of land, the little smallest piece of land with nothing on it, but people who want to fight against each other. Just saying, it's all holy. Not because some dude in the dress blessed it, or another dude in the dress blessed it, or anyway, I'm not going to go there. I'm just going to say that was stupid. And the whole thing, the whole premise, oh, I'm spraying some holy water on you. No. Really stupid. Even funnier, because I'm just gone with that holy water. Ah. Even worse than that, over in, off the Palmetto Expressway, they had hacked a traffic sign. Now, earlier this year in Texas, they hacked a traffic sign and it says, "Zombies Run." Funny shit, right? Well, this time, they hacked the traffic sign on the freeway in Florida, and it says, "No Latino, no tacos." Now, I guess it depends on how you want to look at it. If it's a Latino hacker and they're saying, "Hey, no Latinos, you're not going to have no tacos." You're right. At least not good ones. You know, I know myself, I don't make the best tacos, but if you go to the Mexican joints, and being that we're here in California, there's one on every corner, and for the most part, they're all good. Can't go wrong. I love tacos. So I myself, and I'm going to guess that this is a reference to that bill in Arizona, SB 1070, with the alleged racism. And according to them, the non-alleged profiling, they say, no, we're not profiling. We're just making sure everybody's legal. Cool. But, you know, as the sign says, if you get rid of all the Latinos, then we won't have tacos. While I'm sure somebody will retort, well, hey, we got Taco Bell. And I will retort, no. That shit is not the same. There's a big difference between Taco Bell and Sombrero. Please believe that. Now, I know some people who don't live on the West Coast have been around Mexicans. I know I didn't know anything about Mexicans until I moved here to California. There's a huge difference. Tacos are in the house. Now, on the other hand, if it was somebody who was being a hater and saying, hey, no Latinos, no tacos, like they don't like tacos, I would say, there's something wrong with your ass. Either way, the thought of no tacos, not a good thought. Y'all think about that. Like now, we about to go into my man Ernie Williams' song, "A Dream." Y'all just sit back, close your eyes, and get your dream on.
myself with you. You got the test, so let me give my love to you. Can you see your eyes reflect? Can you feel my heart connect? Like a message sent from heaven above. It feels like a dream to me. It feels like a dream to me. It feels like a dream to me.
Welcome back to Smooth Zomba. That was Ernie Williams' Dream. That's a hot track. That made me almost want to take my shirt off. Yeah. But we're not going to do all that. But we are going to break the brother off the call. So, hold your horses. About to get my main man Ernie on.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up?
What's up? Welcome to Smooth Drama.
Thank you.
Hey, that's a nice track, man. And I'm digging your voice and your style.
Thank you. I'm honored. I'm honored to have to be on your show.
Hey, nah. You know, you the one with the talent. I'm just a fake celebrity trying to get by, brother.
I appreciate it.
So Detroit in the house, what's happening with you? How you feeling
Detroit,
tonight?
Good. I'm doing good, man. Just blessed and thanking God every day of my life for my voice that he gave me.
All right. Yeah, you got a nice voice. So when did you know you wanted to sing?
I think I knew I wanted to sing just as far as I can remember. My mom was my choir director when I was younger, and she basically put it in me.
Okay. All right. So you started singing young?
I started singing real young, probably about 6, 5.
All right.
And haven't stopped since.
Okay. So do you write your own song?
I do write my own music. Music and songs, and we're just getting ready. I'm just getting ready for more things to come for us.
All right. So who do you base your style off of? Who did you look up to coming up?
I look up to like Sam Cooke, Donny Hathaway, The Temptations. You know, I even like little artists these days, like Anthony Hamilton and John Legend. They're all great artists.
Okay. Well, you know, when you say Sam Cooke and Donny Hathaway, you know that's all me right there. I them all day. I've got all those greatest hits. I think I got every Donny Hathaway album ever made.
Man, that would be insane.
Yeah, definitely. So tell us what you want to bring to the game, lyrically and music-wise.
I think the game has taught us a lot. I would love to just enhance it more, you know, bring my flavor to the table. I think that I have an appreciation for music that I like to share with someone else. It's just that I love music, and I want that. In my the music that I write, I want the world to see that and to hear that from me.
Well, what I like in particularly about this track, you know, I like that you don't sound like everybody else.
Thank you.
You know, you sound like you. And, you know, when I listen to a song and listening to your song, it's like, you know, it comes out of you easy and you enjoy the singing part. Like, you putting your heart and soul into it. I can feel
Definitely.
You.
Definitely. I just think I got to give it all I got, you know? This is a piece of me. This is a part of my life. So I'm just trying to share that. And I incorporate that into the song. It's just a piece of me.
Okay, so if we go to our Ernie Williams show, what are we going to see?
You're going to get what you want. That's what it is. I want you to come to the show. I want them to see what I got. I'm going to give you what you want, and you're going to leave there. You're going to leave there with the best feeling you could ever have.
Okay, well, I'm saying now there's a couple different kind of artists, though. You know, there's Marvin Gaye, who would sing and make your woman pass out, or the other guy who just take his shirt off and he flex his pectorals and let the lip sync and go.
We're going to give him a little bit of both. You know, I got a big show coming up, Brian McKnight, August 20th in Salt Lake City at The Rail. I will be performing at that show.
Okay. All right. So is this your first time performing?
No, it's not. But this is going to be a good show for us, and I want everybody to come out and see that show. I think we're going to give them what they want. We won't give them a little bit of the, they can get up there and faint, or we can take the shirt off, whatever.
Now, I want to see you go old school, and you go into the crowd, and you pick her out, and you let her know. Yeah, give her that eye contact and let her know, hey, I'm singing to you.
Okay, I'll definitely do that one just for you.
All right, now, I'm probably not going to be up to Utah. Yeah.
I know.
But when you have a tour coming up, any other tour dates, you going to be coming to Cali anytime soon?
I will be. We don't have a tour date set there for right now, but I'm sure we have one coming up in the future. But I do go to New York on the 9th, coming up this month on the 9th.
Okay. So, if we wanted to hear Ernie Williams, where would we hear your music?
ewilliam.com. It's going to be up in a week.
Okay. So any MySpaces or Facebook or any other places where, you know, if I wanted to check out some of your tracks, or I just basically wanted to, you know, play the music and get my grind on, my late night dance grind on. I mean, I got the track, so I can play it, but I kind of want to hear it before.
In about a week, I'll have everything ready to go. We'll have everything up and at them.
All right. Because you can't be holding out on us, man.
I won't. I'll send it to you first.
All right. Because, you know, I dig where you're coming from. You know, people think that, I mean, because I'm a hip-hop guy, first and foremost. Mm-hmm. But I'm an old-school soul guy. I think old-school soul and hip-hop are, like, the same to me. Because... I feel like it comes from the heart, music wise.
Well, my album, you'll be able to hear me. My album's dropping at the end of July. I'll have it done by July 22nd.
You plan on doing any videos?
You'll get an exclusive.
Okay. I'm down with you. You know.
All right. I'm shooting. The video's getting shot for one of my hit singles. It's going to get shot in about 7 days, so we'll have that ready for you, too.
Okay, because, you know, every now and again, I might, well, ever since I heard about them, I don't know if you heard about in Texas and in Georgia, the shootout. First in Texas, there was a shootout at a video, and then in Georgia, one of the rappers, I believe Young Hot was his name, he got shot.
And oh, man.
Doing his video. So
that's crazy.
Yeah, that's really crazy. I'm gonna ask you that. You know, what do you think the state of the music industry and in the violence that is perpetrating?
I just think more so people should get back to the music and not less worry about little issues, you know. Most of those things are started over little bitty issues, and they should just worry about their music and get back to it.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I'm like, that's why I was about to say, can I get in the video? And then I'm like, am I going to be putting my life on the line?
No. You definitely can have a cameo if you like.
Yeah, you might have your Detroit enemies there, and I don't want to get caught up in your beef.
I ain't got no enemies like that. I'm working with PSA. There ain't no enemies with me.
All right, so you got any surprises in the video? I mean, I know Erykah Badu, she was naked in hers. You know, running down the street naked.
His manager over here. And consultant, you know, he got a couple cats he's working with, man, that's really legit, man. Josh and you know, there's a few people that's involved. That's really dope.
Alright, well I know you're working with my man King Midas. You know, big shout out to King Midas, formerly known as Hubcap. And he'll know what you're talking about if you call him Hubcap.
I got much love for HISD. They showed me a lot of love when I went to Houston, and I worked with them boys, taught me a good work ethic. I really appreciate what they've done for me. I got much love for them.
So in the music industry, is there anybody in particular that you love to work with?
I don't know. There's all kind of artists. I really would like to work with Alicia Keys.
Yeah. I would love to watch you working with Alicia Keys.
I think Swiss Beats got that handle, Jack.
I don't care. I'm just saying. I just want the Ustream video. Just her punching the keys, and I'll just watch.
Yeah, but you know what? They would definitely get on together, man. Ernie plays several instruments, too. This cat is really talented, man.
Yeah, oh, for those who don't know, that background voice, that extra voice, that's Mr. Williams' manager, also known as one of my longtime friends, MC Sucker.
And I'm coming to Dago, people. Y'all might want to see me. I'm a big timer. I does it big. Yeah.
I just had to call you a sucker on air, man. You know I love you. Sometimes.
I took it on you. We go back to all the way to Little League, Jack.
Yeah. So, I ain't gonna go through all that, Mr. King. Before I get sidetracked here. Now, I was gonna ask you, Mr. Williams, putting together an album. What do you think about when you're putting together an album? What are your concepts?
I think my concept is basically on real life. You know, nothing's better than real life and the things that you go through. And that's about love, you know? People do believe in love still. I'm going to give them that. I'm going to make that hope a reality.
Hey, man, that's why I got my love movement. There's so much damn hate out here. I mean,
true.
People hate on you because you hate them for being hateful.
Yeah.
Where's the damn love at? That's what I'm
saying. Yeah, where's it at? But I'm going to help them remember. We don't remember. We don't have to remember.
Man, I was going to ask you this, and I think it's funny. Rappers in general, you know, a lot of rappers, they talk about poetry, and they say, oh, poetry is soft. And I'm thinking, well, isn't when you rhyme poetry?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you got guys like Langston Hughes, man, that was a poet, and that dude spoke of all things.
Well, I think that goes back to what Ernie was saying here when he was talking about, you know, you want to bring the love back. Because I think people, when they think of love, people think of love is soft. And it's like, love is hard.
Yeah, LL proved that. LL, he had a little bit of something for everybody. I got something for my woman. I got something for these suckers who think they can battle. I got something for the gangsters. I got something for the fly cats. You know what I mean? He proved that the model works. You know, just give everybody a little something of you, and it's all good.
Right. Now, speaking of that, now I know you don't have blinders on with what's going on in the world. I was gonna ask you, as an artist, what do you think about like the ecological disaster down in the Gulf Coast, and of course the bullshit that's going on down in Arizona that went way too far.
Yeah, I just think eventually it'll all simmer itself out. But there's all kind of disasters going on. I mean. People got to understand you have to help each other. If we come together and help each other, the world will be a better place, you know?
Yes. Definitely. You know, I personally, I think it's real sad. And, you know, I don't put it on artists like yourself to have to speak on it like you're the national spokesperson for it. But I think that somebody's got to say something on a national forum like, enough is enough with this bullshit.
Yeah.
All this hate. So bring the love back, man. You know, you got to bring the love back. We need as much love. You're a Stevie Wonder guy. I know you out of Detroit, Motown.
I like Stevie Wonder.
Now, you remember Stevie had the song Love's in Need of Love Today. I'm like, that that song is so appropriate for right now. Love is definitely in need of love today.
Right.
I ain't getting no help. But somehow I'm thinking, you're going to bring something back for us.
That's for real, definitely.
So, when is your show again?
It is August 20th in Salt Lake City, Utah at the
Stream Live.
It's going to be streamed live.
Where is it going to be streamed live at?
It's going to be on Comcast. It's going to be online on Comcast, DirecTV, Vision TV, Brian McKnight, obviously, is a headliner. It's actually called The Love Movement. Dinner show with Brian McKnight, Ernie Williams, and a pianist. You might know of this gentleman. His name is Kenneth Jones.
I've heard of him before.
Yeah, they gonna head up the show. Beautiful show. The place is unbelievable. The Rail is a great venue. All you artists out there want to come through Salt Lake. This place it's an event center that can be anything. Omniture and Adobe did a great event there. It's a brand new venue. You can make it how you want, and it's going to be a great dinner show. In Salt Lake, it's going to be a treat. In the fall, or going into the fall, and we're going to start the Love Movement. Kick that thing off, in Salt Lake City.
Now, how much is it going to cost to watch it? Is there a cost to watching it live online?
Yeah, it's going to be $9.95, and the proceeds, a portion of the proceeds will be going to autism.
Oh, cool.
America Autism, we'll be donating a bunch of, the School of Autistic Healing out of Utah. Bob there is doing he's doing a great deed. It's a great school they have over here in Utah. So it's definitely a great benefit. So if you're in the area trying to come, you're going to get a great show and for a great cause.
All right. Now that's what I was going to say. If you can, I'd like you to send the link so that we can advertise that link. Because obviously I'd like to see the show. I'm a Brian McKnight fan also, and I'm digging my man Ernie's music too. So, and I'm kind of a fan of that guy Kenneth Jones. I think I know him from somewhere.
That brother's a cold pianist.
Yeah. So what I'd like you to do is send the link so that myself and other Smooth Drama fans and people who are fans of good music, I can send that link out so that people can watch the show also. If we can't make it to Salt Lake City, Utah, I can hook you up on my big screen and check you out. But I'm going to turn the channel when you take your shirt off. Nothing against you, but I'm gonna turn the channel. But other than that, we cool. So, Ernie.
I'm here.
All right. I'm gonna ask you, I got one other question for you.
All right.
It's the most important question of the night. Do you feel like your Detroit Pistons going to be good next year?
They're always good. Forever Detroit.
Yeah. I'm an Indiana Pacers fan. That's why
I'm a Detroit fan to the fullest. Detroit fan to the fullest.
Okay.
But they're going to be good this year. They're going to be good. Don't worry about it. We're going to be all right. Now, then Pacers on the other hand, I don't know. I don't know about this.
Now, I'm going to say that my Pacers have better record than your Detroit Pistons. So you and on top of that, y'all Detroit Lions.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know I'm going there because I got dual heritage here. I'm from New Orleans. So
Man.
Won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, y'all won a Super Bowl. I give it to you. That was a great team. They had a great team.
Yeah, now, I'm also saying that because I want to do a dig at your manager there who's a Chicago Bears fan. You know.
Fucking
Kate Fair. Saint. What? That's all. I just wanted to point that out. New Orleans Saints, Super Bowl champion. I ain't had a chance to say that to you live on the air. Heard me.
Yeah, you might can say that, but you can keep those faces to yourself. You don't want to mention that to too many people.
Well, you know, Pacers not that good, but I'm still a fan. That's the first ball team that I ever grew up loving. So, first basketball game was in Indiana. So, I'm gonna still roll with them, regardless, even if they sad. So, all right, man. I want to thank you for coming on the show. And before I go, tell the people again what your website is going to be next week so that we can check you out. Because, you know, you got hot music. You can't be hiding it.
It would definitely be. I will definitely send you the link first. It'll be up next week. It should be ewilliam@yahoo.com.
And if you wanted to give us a preview before that, you can always upload it on our Smooth Drama site so that
you
can hear some of your music on there also, because I myself plan on putting it on my playlist so that
I
can listen to it from time to time, you know.
We're definitely going to do that.
When I'm feeling mellow. So I want to say thank you once again for coming on the show, sir. And
thank you.
I definitely, you know, want you guys to send that link so that be able to watch that concert live, because $9.95 is a great bargain to watch the concert.
All the promo stuff will go out in the next few days here. Tickets go on sale pretty quick by the end of the week. See you. You know.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, kind sir, for coming on the show. And I look forward to hearing that album and the video and all that.
Thank you.
You got game, sir.
I appreciate it.
All right. You fellas take care. Mr. Manager, I will see you tomorrow.
Yeah, and the world out there, y'all need to get y'all space up.
Okay.
That's what's up. Get your space up, people.
All right, we're going to get our space up.
All right, family.
All right. Peace.
All right.
All right. That was Ernie Williams and his manager, who's going to remain nameless, that I'm hating on just because I can, because I love you. And on that note, we're going to go on a station identification break, and we'll be right back.
It's like smooth drummer, drummer, drummer.
Yes, sir.
It's like smooth drummer, drummer, drummer.
Yes, sir.
It's like smooth drummer, drummer, drummer.
Yes, sir.
The smooth drummer, drummer, drummer.
Yes, sir.
Listen here, man. It's your boy, Cam Wee.
I'm just acting a fool, acting a fool, acting a fool. With my man DH, y'all know him as, and Butter Butter Pecan. Yes, sir. Chosen.
All right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama. Ah, man. Ernie Williams. Gotta keep check out for this brother. He's got some talent. Definitely look forward to hearing from him in the future. But gotta get back to the show. I can't reminisce on great music and great interviews. Yeah, talk about what I know. Talking about that the love movement. Y'all know I got my own love movement. Unfortunately, not everybody is about love. And y'all know how I hate haters, whatever. Haters. And people who hate on other people's rights. You know, I'm definitely past that. And I'm always fond of the constitutional issues and asking the question. Like, there's a plan to build, this is funny, the plan to build a mosque at Ground Zero. Which some folks coming off as sacrilege, you know, because there's a plan to erect a mosque, you know, a mosque, a Muslim temple of worship at the World Trade Center site. And for obvious reasons, y'all know that it's causing just a little bit of fuss because people are upset. Of course, you know, and people saying that it's, you know, it's sacrilege that you're going to have a Muslim church, which is what a mosque is, right at Ground Zero after what happened, 9/11. You know, a couple of quotes. One person, Al Santora, says it's almost as if they're giving these radicals a place that to and look at what they did. Whereas another one, and is a Tea Party leader here, Mark Williams, who called a monument to the September 11 hijackers and a place where people could worship their monkey god. Their monkey god. Now, you know, here in America, y'all know we always hear about freedom of religion, freedom of expression, but they're going to put a mosque up there and folks ain't for that. Now, is it freedom of religion so long as it's Christian? That's the question you got to ask. And for my man to say monkey god, I mean, is he saying that people, dark-skinned, have monkey god? Are they monkeys? I don't know. I'm saying that Mark Williams, who's a Tea Party leader, he said that. And that, once again, begs that question. Freedom of religion, as long as it's the religion we believe in, or is it freedom of religion? I don't know. Do you know? Ask a question. Moving on to another constitutional issue. You know, I love these constitutional issues so much. High school students. You know, suspended after a protest. Why were they suspended? Well, they were suspended because they were protesting the Lisbon School Committee, school board's decision to cut 25 teachers. Now, no biggie to some people, but to the students who, of course, love the teachers, it's a big deal to them, you know, because as we know, teachers and students spend a lot of time with each other. So you say, okay, no big deal, except they got suspended for a day because they skipped. Now, I've skipped class before, and I'm sure there's a few other people who have skipped class. I was never suspended for a day. Ever. Now, were they suspended because it was the wrong thing to do to protest? Were they suspended because they protested? Or were they suspended because they were truant and skipped the class? Ask the question. Is it right? Were their rights violated because they did a nonviolent protest, which, once again, I thought was our right as American citizens to do. You can protest something or something that you find unjust as long as you didn't break any laws. So that question is, do you think that they were wrong? Do you think that they violated any laws aside from being truant, which I guess they should have just got detention. That's about it. That's what it sounds like to me, that they should have just got detention only. Nothing else. But that's just me. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I don't understand what's right and what's wrong. I've been known not to understand shit anyway. Also, we talk about what's important and what people should be for and against and what they should be paying attention to. Well, we remember a couple of years back, the people who were prisoners, political prisoners, Guantanamo Bay, you know, Muslim terrorist suspects who were arrested and never charged with anything, but they were prisoners anyway. I mean, because it doesn't matter whether or not you charge me or not. If I can't get out, I'm locked up, and I'm not able to get due process, and I guess it didn't matter because they weren't American citizens. But still, I still should know what I'm charged for if you're going to lock me up, not for just days, but for years, whatnot. Now, you say, Dick, what the hell are you talking about? Why are you talking about this shit? Well, there's an ex-lawyer who was jailed for 14 months and is still jailed, but not charged. Former Beverly Hills lawyer. He's been in solitary confinement for 14 months on Richard Fine. Not charged with a crime, he's being held in contempt. It even goes as far where the Supreme Court decided Monday that it won't even hear his case. What the hell did he do? Well, Mr. Fine, who's a 70-year-old taxpayer advocate, and he once worked for the Department of Justice, he refused to turn over financial documents and answer questions when ordered to pay an opposing party's attorney fee. according to the court documents. But Mr. Fine says that the contempt order is hiding the real reason why he's in jail. Mr. Fine claims he's a political prisoner. Mr. Fine, I'm going to quote Mr. Fine here, "I ended up being here because I did the one thing no other lawyer in California is willing to do. I took on the corruption of the court." What is the corruption in the court, you may ask? Mr. Fine says that the judges each accept what he calls yearly bribes. And the bribes are $57,000, which is on top of the $178,789 annual salary paid by the state. The county calls the extra payment of $57,000, that's 57,000, for those who are math challenged, I'm with you, supplemental benefits, a way to attract and retain quality judges in a high-cost city. Now, they say while the practice of paying supplemental benefits is common in California, most high-cost cities elsewhere, they don't have these benefits. As a matter of fact, judges in Miami, Chicago, Boston, they don't get no extra money. Say, judges in Los Angeles County not only have the highest state salaries in the nation, they also get this extra tens of thousands of dollars in county benefits. Now, for people who don't see a problem with that, think of if you're somebody who's trying, you're involved in a lawsuit against the county. You're probably not going to win. Maybe, maybe not. As a matter of fact, when they went back and looked at it, in the last couple of years, Los Angeles County won all but one of the 9 trials that went before a judge, according to the Stephen Estabrook, who is the county's litigation cost manager. Now, think of that. An American citizen locked up, not charged with anything but contempt, for 14 months. Is that legal? Supreme Court won't even hear the case. What does that say about our judicial system? Y'all talk about shit that's important. Now think, this is a fucking lawyer who was well-to-do and is locked up for even mentioning about the bribe that they had. And he can't even get due process with shit. Yo, y'all better wake up and look and look at shit with big brown, green, blue, whatever the fuck color your eyes are. That shit is serious. You can be locked up for contempt and not charged with nothing. And just be locked up. I ain't got to say no more. On that note, hey, y'all be safe. If you're Mexican, don't go to Mexico. I'm Big Hugger, Smooth Drama. I'm out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.